I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's election violence is affecting Compassion International. They serve about 65,000 children in the country that's already reeling from January's earthquake and a cholera outbreak. Spokeswoman for Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says,
"We sent a story-gathering team down there just this week. They arrived in on Tuesday, and it looks like they've been in lockdown the entire time that they've been there because of the unrest and the demonstrations going on in the streets. So they can't leave because the airport's been shut down."
Because Compassion works through the local church, believers are sharing their faith even as the riots continue. Next, a 17-year-old girl was shot and killed in Somalia for her new faith in Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the girl had been tortured by her parents since May when she turned from Islam. Believing she'd gone crazy, they gave her medication and regularly tied her to a tree. The girl fled to live with relatives but was soon murdered, likely by family, in an honor killing. Pray for the salvation of her parents and for the gospel to spread in Somalia despite persecution. And the United Nations says over 1 million of the world's poorest kids are trafficked every year. It's a crime of isolation. Every Child Ministry's Lorella Rouster found a solution to child trafficking in child evangelism in Africa.
Some of our street workers who knew one certain area very well had been able to intervene twice, coming to the rescue of children, one who had been trafficked and another who was in imminent danger of being trafficked.
Why is the gospel effective?
The gospel gives a tremendous sense of worth to a human being.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.